Welcome to Vegas Happy Hour, and thank you for joining me, your host, Nicole Chauvet. I got great news recently. I am working a gig pretty soon, within the next few weeks. It's for a film, and that's all I can say, because once again, it's always top secret, but I'm really excited and grateful. Now, tonight, I wanted to talk about being open to love. I know what you're wondering. What makes her the expert? Everybody always wonders that. Well, I want to say I'm on this journey myself, and I've experienced quite a bit in this short life of mine. In addition to that, I earned my bachelor's degree in the social sciences, where I learned about interpersonal relationships among cultures, as well as how those relationships develop and change over time. Also, I was fortunate enough to study mental health counseling in grad school. A lot of my beliefs are based on my own personal values, but also a lot of what I say can be applied to your own. Now, I wanted to bring up what we were talking about last week. We spoke quite a bit about how important faith is and not giving up. And I wanted to share with you guys a quote that I recently shared on Facebook, because I was thinking about that. I was thinking about how hard it can be to fail over and over and wonder, what do you do now? And that feeling of hopelessness that sometimes we all go through. And really, you have to look at the bigger picture and think about how important it is to keep trying. That quote is, failure is no reason to give up, because then you will never succeed. We all fell off the bike before learning to ride it, right? Isn't that true? I think so. Now let's kick off the night with Rather Be by Clean Bandit featuring Jess Glynn.
We have traveled land and sea, but as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
I'd rather be, yeah. awesome. There's no place you'd rather be with that special someone. If you haven't met them yet, keep the faith. And if you've ever had that special connection, perhaps you feel this way. Some people on my Facebook talk about how they're enjoying their company, hanging out with friends, but they feel like there has to be more out there. And I think a lot of people feel this way. They want a special, more passionate connection with another person. And it's fun to feel that way. You just get really excited about life, about everything, and you look forward to spending time with them. And that's definitely worth chasing. Now, something I talked a lot about last week was dreaming and visualizing and how important it is to do that when you have goals in life, because it'll help you with your thought process and thus, you know, also influence the actions you take towards that, as well as your attitude. And that attitude is reflected by everybody around you. They notice it and they react to you as well. So we all have to be conscientious of our actions and those reactions and do our best to keep those dreams alive. And I get really frustrated if I ever take a class, because I've been to school for a very long time, and people will just tell you to just do something. And it's like, just do it. What's that mean? And I don't want to be one of those people. So I'm going to suggest an exercise and also walk you all through another one that will help you learn how to dream and visualize. Now, I mentioned before, when you visualize, it's important to use all your senses. Okay. So the first thing that you need to do to use all those senses and in order to practice being able to do that in that moment and visualizing that moment, I highly recommend this first exercise, and that's what I call peeling the orange. And we went through this in school, and it's really interesting. You bring an orange home from the grocery store. It's so simple. You close your eyes, and you peel the orange. You just go really, really slow, though. And as you peel the orange, I want you to think about what that orange is going to taste like. Think about what you're smelling at the moment. Notice the texture of the orange before you peel it. Notice every little bit and piece of detail you can about that orange. This is absolutely amazing orange. I don't care if you have to pretend you're starving in the Bahamas and you all of a sudden, or Florida, and you all of a sudden see an orange tree, whatever you have to do. Imagine and think about those details of what's really there. And then, of course, once you get into that orange, do taste it and see what that flavor is like on your palate and every part of your tongue. Because, of course, as many of us know, every part has a different representation, if it's bitter, sweet, or anything like that. And experience that. Experience that with the orange. And anyways, that'll help you really, really, really get used to being able to understand what it is to notice those details and the kinds of things you need to be thinking about. So those dreams, it's important to try to visualize what those details will be like in those dreams of yours. Now, that song, I'm actually going to walk you through another exercise with me at the moment so we can get a little bit more practice on dreaming and visualizing. This is Keisha with Hideaway.
Taking me higher than I've ever been before. I'm holding it back, just one shot, I'll give me more. You're just a hideaway, you're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. Don't even I can find a way to stop the storm. Oh, baby, it's out of my control what's going on. But you're just a chance I take to keep on dreaming. You're just another day that keeps me breathing. Baby, I love the way that there's open shore. Baby, so stop me, hide away with me some more.
Ooh.
just a hideaway. You're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. Not even I can find a way to stop the storm. Oh, baby, it's out of my control. What's going on? You're just a chance I take to keep on dreaming.
That's right. That's Keisha. And she is dreaming about that hideaway. She's keeping those dreams alive. And now for our next exercise, I want you guys to not just listen to it. I want you to actually do it as I walk you through it. And this is part of the process of learning how to dream and visualize and how important it is to understand what it's like to experience things in the moments and in those dreams that you see in your future and every single detail of it. So what I want you to do is close your eyes and think about that place in your house. Or actually, let's start with this. Close your eyes and you are actually standing on the front porch of your current residence. And right now, it actually is going to be, well, we'll say it's nighttime because it's nighttime during the show right now. It's nighttime. You just walked outside your house after listening to Vegas Happy Hour. You're standing there closing your eyes and you're thinking about where you want to be in, let's do 5 years, because we need to set those goals high and just imagine having those goals sooner. Where you want to be in 5 years. And I want you to think about that dream home or whatever. And I want you to think about where you want to be and think about, let's say you're in the living room. Okay. So you're standing there thinking about where you want to be in 5 years, what it's going to look like in your house and everything like that. So you're kind of prepping for what's about to happen. And again, you're standing on your front porch, a little black cat walks by. Meow. How cute. And all of a sudden you close your eyes, keep them closed. You start walking down your sidewalk and you start floating in the air. You're floating in the air and you're thinking about those things that it's going to take and those steps you're going to have to do to reach those dreams as you're floating through the air. And then you see the clouds and you start flying through the clouds like Superman. How awesome is this? That's right. And that's what it feels like as you accomplish each and every one of those steps towards that bigger goal. You feel like Superman because it feels so good to get there and make your way there. Even though it's a lot of work and it's a lot of traveling you got to do, you're Superman. And because we're reaching high and fast, you are actually getting pretty far pretty fast. Now, Superman is enjoying this ride. He's got a huge smile on his face, or Superwoman, whoever you may be. And you start to slow down. And as you slow down, you start to realize the sun is coming up wherever you are. Now, all of a sudden, you're going down, you're descending into the neighborhood, the new neighborhood of this brand new house that you are thinking about. And you're doing those things in life at this moment that you love to do with your life. You have that job that you wanted. You have that relationship that you wanted. You have whatever those dreams are at this moment. And you slowly descend and you land in front of the front porch of this new home. And you remember seeing what the top of that house looks like, and you land and you can imagine the foyer of the house and what it looks like as you walk through, and you sit down in your living room on the couch. And as you're sitting there in the living room on your couch, you're thinking about everything around you, what it looks like. I want you to think about what the furniture looks like. Think about every little detail. And I mean, I'm talking about textures of that sofa. Maybe you want suede. Maybe you want a faux fur or something luxurious. Think about all that. And also think about the voices around you. Who is in the room with you? What are you doing? Think about every single piece of the puzzle there. And also think about, in that home that you're at, there's other rooms and you can hear people from the kitchen. Who's there? Are these the people? These are most likely the people the most important to you. And what are they doing? Are they celebrating what it is you just accomplished? Because you finally got there. You finally got to the point where you have everything you wanted and you've dreamed about it. And then, you know, somebody brings your favorite piece of cake up or your favorite food and you taste it and you savor it and you imagine it. And what are you guys talking about? What are those little things you hear? If you have a pet at home, do you still have that pet in your life or do you have a new one and are they making noises? Imagine every little bit and piece of this information and think about what the people have different scents, what they smell like. Are they wearing perfume or cologne and all that stuff? Think about every little detail to the situation. And now things are winding down in the evening and you walk outside your front porch and you close your eyes in this dream of yours and you start raising up again slowly, flying into the sky, into the air, and you are above that house, that dream house. Remember what that looked like and what that experience was like. And now you are in the clouds and you're flying back and you start going faster and faster because you're Superman or Superwoman, back in time, back to where you were. And once again, at this time, because of the timing, it happens to be night again. You start descending down. You see where you are now. You see that home, the top of the home. And you're back down that path that you originally left from. You land and you're on that path. You turn around and you walk back on that sidewalk, back to where you were originally, where you live and where you originally started walking away from. And you open your eyes and you look up and you see the sky and you see a shooting star. That's what I just added that to it. You see a shooting star, and that's a wish that you just made to make those dreams come true. And that's it. That's the exercise that I want you to experience and go through and think about what an amazing feeling that gives you, because it will help you towards reaching those goals and those dreams of yours. Now, let's have a quick break from our sponsors.
Introducing to you a new science fiction tale that will take you beyond dimensions you could ever imagine. Two boys, under challenging circumstances, meet at Stonebrook, a transitional care facility. During their encounter, Ryan Keller, the main character, comes to realize that his new friend, Liam Weaver, is not just any boy. He is from the dimension of light. Although it seems like Liam needs his help, Ryan soon finds that friendship brings him strength, inspiration, and new discoveries. Follow Ryan and Liam as they save the universe from complete destruction while overcoming their own dark forces. This exciting science fiction book, You Are Not Alone, can be found at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Google Play. Come join me, the author, David Hershwitzky, on an adventure of a lifetime.
Looking for a fun way to let others know about your products or services? Don't you worry. Vegas Happy Hour is here for you. We will work with you to produce an ad that no one will forget. Pop that bubbly and celebrate with Vegas Happy Hour. We have proven to boost sales in the most unique way. Let's create an elixir they will never forget. Call Nicole Chauvet at 702-354-4935.
702-354-4935.
Or contact me on Facebook at facebook.com/Vegas Happy Hour VANR. And we're back. My advice to all those hopeless romantics is not to give up. Don't give up. It's not actually hopeless. The situation isn't at all. And if you're in love with love and understand what it is, what it means, you won't. Even though you can be heartbroken more than ever, more than a lot of other people, don't worry. And also keep your foundation. What I mean by this is find happiness within yourself so you can share that happiness and be appreciated for your passions by the right person. It's so important to have that foundation. And I was talking with a friend about that the other day. That foundation is very significant. I mean, if things do fall apart in your outside life and other areas, at least you have other core things to look forward to, other things you've been building in your life. So it won't be completely traumatizing. Hopefully, if it's not the completely wrong person, you won't go through too much. And that way you still have that. And also understand whatever you're doing to make you happy, the right person will want to learn about you. They're going to want to spend time with you and learning about what you're into and help support you. And vice versa, you're going to be like that with them. And that's the fun of it. That's the fun of having a relationship, is sharing those experiences. And a lot of people make it just about one person. And that's when, you know, trouble ends up happening a lot of times. And also, of course, the breakup can be devastating. So I definitely encourage you to have that foundation. After all, who's going to want to hang out with you if you're still dwelling in the past? So try to move on. And somebody that may have been dwelling a little bit is Tevlo right here with Habits.
Oh, 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 oh.
try not to get into those bad habits after a breakup and focus on self-care as well as self-talk. A lot of people don't realize how important self-talk. Now, what is self-talk? What is this girl talking about? Well, it's your thoughts, what you think about. A lot of people say they talk to themselves. This is what I'm referring to. Your attitude about life and what you say to yourself as you go through life's motions as well as emotions. I went through a bad breakup a few months ago, and I was really afraid he would get into even more bad habits. Unfortunately, from what I've seen, it seems like it probably did happen. And although that was one of my fears because I wanted the best for him, I still had to do what was best for me and let him go before his bad habits started to destroy me and my life more than they did. Remember, you are number one in this life, and only you can be the one to protect yourself and make sure you are growing in a positive environment. It's sort of a personal responsibility we all have to take care of ourselves. And after all, if you don't want to be that close to someone in the future, it's so true that you can't, I mean, if you do want to be close to somebody, if you don't, you know, good for you. You can spend time to get to know yourself, know eventually that you might be missing out. And if you do want to be that close to somebody, it's so true that you can't take care of anyone else until you can learn to take care of yourself first. If you're looking to jump into something new, I also highly, highly recommend taking care of those ties and loose ends you had with the person before the person you're seeing now. Dating anyone else after not tying up those loose ends is not fair. It's not fair to the next person to have to worry about what'll happen when there are encounters between you and your past. And if you want a healthy relationship, you're going to try to have that good foundation and not have the drama that comes along with that. This reminded me of what I have also experienced in the past, and it is best said with Jack Johnson's song, Flake.
I know she said it's all right, but you can make it up next time. I know she knows it's not right. There ain't no use in lying. Maybe she thinks I know something. Maybe, maybe she thinks it's fine. Or maybe she knows something I don't. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of trying. It seems to me that maybe always means no. So don't tell me. You might just let it go. But oftentimes we're lazy. It seems to stand in my way. 'Cause no one, no, not no one likes to be led. Longer sees it with her sleeping eyes, and I know that when she said she's gonna try, well, it might not work because of other ties, and I know she usually has some other ties, and I wouldn't wanna break 'em, I wouldn't wanna break 'em. Maybe she'll help me to untie this, but until then, well, I'm gonna have to lie to you. It seems to me that maybe it pretty much always means no. So don't tell me, you might just let it go. And oftentimes we're lazy. Seems to stand in my way. 'Cause no one, no, not no one likes to be let down. It seems to me that maybe it pretty much always means no. So don't tell me, you might just let it. We'll be right back.
try, baby, the further you fall. Even with all the money in the whole wide world, please, please don't pass me, please.
And Jack Johnson says it right there. It doesn't matter about all the money in the whole wide world. You definitely want to be treated right. And honesty is a huge, huge factor of having that foundation, being true to yourself and true to the other person as well. And I've never understood that. I've had conversations with other people about that. Like, I don't get why people feel like the need to be dishonest, to deceive other people. I mean, the thing is wouldn't you want someone to love you for who you really are? I mean, I would feel a lot better about myself knowing that than the alternative. And also, you know, when that happens, a lot of pain arises and people end up fighting, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all because of the damage it can cause. Now, what's really interesting about these obstacles that we go through when looking for true love is that even though the heartache can be so bad, we often come out of the experiences much stronger as people and with a lot more clarity about who we are, as well as what it is we do and do not want out of a relationship. I want to know, are you stronger than ever before? Here is Ariana Grande featuring Zedd with Break Free. And now we're going to take you back to a word from our sponsors again. I love those ads.
Introducing to you a new science fiction tale that will take you beyond dimensions you could ever imagine. Two boys under challenging circumstances meet at Stonebrook, a transitional care facility. During their encounter, Ryan Keller, the main character, comes to realize that his new friend, Liam Weaver, is not just any boy. He is from the dimension of light. Although it seems like Liam needs his help, Ryan soon finds that friendship brings him strength, inspiration, and new discoveries. Follow Ryan and Liam as they save the universe from complete destruction while overcoming their own dark forces. This exciting science fiction book, You Are Not Alone, can be found at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Google Play. Come join me, the author, David Hershwitzky, on an adventure of a lifetime.
That's right, bringing the old school back. Looking for a way to kick back, relax, and have some fun? Don't you worry. Vegas Happy Hour is on its way with Herb Lanes and me, Nicole Chauvet. Drink the night away with some laughs and pop the cork with a bubbly combination. He's a singer and I'm an actress putting together an elixir of entertainment at its finest. Starting in January on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., we will be bringing you the latest local and national news, popular music, and a sense of humor you'll never forget. Vegas Happy Hour is on its way, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Looking for a fun way to let others know about your products or services? Don't you worry. Vegas Happy Hour is here for you. We will work with you to produce an ad that no one will forget. Pop that bubbly and celebrate with Vegas Happy Hour. We have proven to boost sales in the most unique way. Let's create an elixir they will never forget. Call Nicole Chauvet at 702-354-4935.
702-354-4935.
Or contact me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Vegas Happy Hour, VANR. Remember to not waver. Don't waver and stay strong in your values. And know that if the past actually does come to haunt you and those people pop up out of the blue, which we all know happens a lot, as I mentioned, I had somebody from like 15 years ago show up, bizarro, it is more than likely that along with it is going to come games, drama, and more of what hurts you before. So remember that. Sometimes you have to tell people that even if the stars and moon collide, you'll never want them back in your life, like Demi Lovato did with Cher Lloyd. Also, remember that it's not just so it's fair to the other person by cutting ties to your past. You're also opening yourself up to the future. So remember to cut those ties. You're giving yourself a much greater opportunity to have something even more special, longer lasting, and deeper in your future. Now, something I really wanted to bring up today is that you are the company you keep. A lot of us always wonder, what is it I need to be looking for in the other person? How do I know what's going on? How do I know more about this person, their character? And that's one big way of knowing, is looking at the people that are around, what they're into, and what their values are. Yes, Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, where I now reside, can be a rough town. And there's a lot of partying that never stops here. It can ruin lives. I've seen it happen to people I truly cared for. I have, however, learned that in order for me to maximize productivity and self-care, I have to spend my time alone with myself and my positive self-talk until I find people to be around that I feel I can learn and grow from. And that's really important. You don't want to be around people that are going to bring you down, or you notice that you start being influenced by and pick up those bad habits from. When you're looking for that special person in your life, find out who they know and the kind of people they're hanging out with. You'll likely be very surprised what you learn about your significant other or potential mate. And hopefully, I'm crossing my fingers for not just myself, but you as well. Hopefully this is in a good way and you're pleasantly surprised by what you find. I dated someone who kept everything in his life completely away from me because he knew that they were into the bad habits I refused to tolerate in my life. And I made sure that was known in the very beginning. Unfortunately, they were still what he was around every time I went to work, and I do work a lot. I came to find out that he's likely still around the same people and doing the same things that he was hiding from me when he was with me. Everything about them says a lot about that person, the other person, and their values or lack thereof. So remember that. If you lay with dogs, you get up with fleas. Isn't that the saying? I believe so. Here is Coldplay with All Your Friends. Song's music video shows a war. I would relate the song's lyrics to what we're talking about. Your friends and what they are into reflect on who you are, just as it does your partner. If the values you each have conflict, you see that they're taking the other side, and who wants that? you don't want that. And if the values are consistent with each other, then usually it won't seem like such a battle. It'll seem like you're mostly on each other's side. And that's what it should be about. It should be a relationship should be about partnership and being on the same team, definitely, because you're rooting for each other. You're supposed to be there helping each other through. And you want to have that teammate and partner in life who's going to be understanding, one that doesn't go against you, or one that's not combative or argumentative or anything like that. And you want to look into that. If that happens a lot or too much, see what's going on, see where it's coming from, and try to dig into it and try to communicate. If you really care about that person, I know it's hard to let them go. But at the same time, if there's other things or decisions that person's making that's affecting how they act or react towards you that are behind, not in your control, beyond your control, and their choices that the other person's making that necessarily aren't very positive, realize that there's not a lot you can do. And interestingly enough, as the song talked about, those friends who make poor choices end up in the fire and disappear. Burn, baby, burn. I see this as meaning that they could care less about you when they make poor decisions or choices. Even if you're their friend, they could care less. It's because those same poor choices that they have made, they've made their priority in their life. And they will also be the same choices that drive them into the ground personally. So, you know, that's why I talk a lot about the strength of values and character and trying to make sure that you're around other people who are like-minded, who want to help push you in a positive direction. Because all those other things, when they're too bad of habits or anything like that, they can drive you into the ground. Now, this brings up a really good point. Sometimes I do think about the zombie apocalypse. When Shiznat goes down, you want to have the right partner in life. And with the right person, what I've noticed watching all these shows about survival, it's really interesting. Of course, as you know, I love studying sociology and people, so I love that stuff. With the right person, you can accomplish a lot more by working together than being alone. However, with the wrong one, it can lead to total destruction, headaches, chaos, stress, all kinds of problems. So I relate this to relationships as well. Watch some of those shows and you'll laugh and know what I'm talking about. Now, just as a little bit of a recap before I introduce our next song, I'm going to talk about the steps that I recommend in taking towards having a healthy, positive relationship. And one of those, we talked about having faith. Another one was practice visualization using all of your senses and don't stop dreaming. Never give up. Number three, work on your foundation, your own personal passions, something that can never be taken away from you as you work towards those goals. And last but not least, try not to get into those bad habits and focus on self-care. Hopefully, doing all these things will have you feeling good. Here is Michael Bublé.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know?
Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. So good.
And what I love about Michael Bublé is you can tell when he's singing. He really does feel so good. You can tell he's visualizing and using all of those senses. And listen to how awesome that sounds. It is really cool. And it makes you want to feel that feeling a little bit yourself, doesn't it? Now, that's it for tonight's Vegas Happy Hour. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope that it's helped to put things into perspective for you during your search for love or even a healthier relationship. Don't forget to go to our brand new website, VegasHappyHour.net. That's VegasHappyHour.net. It's a cool site, and it has all our archives on there, as well as personal pictures. And that's also a place where you can read about my blog. There's a link there. Or if you want to go to my blog personally, it's Venus and Mars in Alignment. blogspot.com, and you could go directly there that way. I had a great time tonight. I'll see you next Wednesday, 8 p.m. West Coast time. Oh, 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 oh